Welcome to Calvary Church, where we are dedicated to loving God and loving people. If you want to know more about us, please check us out online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message.
Well, happy Mother's Day, Calvary. Today we honor all of our moms here today. And we also honor not just the moms, but all the women who nurture, lead, and influence others with love and strength. So we appreciate all you ladies here today who are helping to nurture the next generation here at Calvary. Motherhood, like life itself, unfolds in seasons, each with its own beauty, challenges, and purpose. And not just moms and not just ladies, but for all of us, every single person here today, we all experience seasons that shape us. Now, personally, I love seasons. I grew up in Halifax, Nova Scotia, lived there for 24 years, and I also have lived 10 years of my life in Toronto, Ontario. And so in back east in Canada, you get very clearly defined seasons. So in the summer, especially in Toronto, so hot, sunny, humid, almost can't stand it. Too hot, but clearly defined summer. And then in the fall, you get the beautiful, beautiful red leaves and the orange leaves and the yellow leaves, and it's so crisp and wonderful. And it doesn't even rain that much. And then you get winter, and winter is freezing. It could be like minus 15, and you can have snow up to your window or have to shovel yourself out to get out your door. And then their springtime comes, and all the snow melts, and everything's a big, muddy, sloshy, dirty snow mess. But then you get the excitement of those little buds coming out on the trees, or those little green blades of grass that are fighting their way up through the snow. So when we were moving out here, I was a little concerned, because I do, like I said, I really like seasons, and I just thought, I don't know what it's going to be like out there. And well, to be honest, I do feel like it's just always springtime here, but we do, to be fair, we do get a couple of weeks of winter and a couple of weeks of summer here every year. But I have found a wonderful solution to this. When I come down in the morning and I go to get my coffee, and it doesn't matter, I can look out the window, it does not matter, it could have been raining for 40 days and 40 nights, I just turn on YouTube and you get those AI ambiance channels. They're amazing. So like, if I want to be in a ski chalet with a roaring fire, looking out at the Swiss Alps snow-capped, I got it. Doesn't matter what it's doing outside where I live. If I want to be outside on a beautiful patio next to the ocean with the sun beaming down and the birds chirping, I've got it. So there, that's a solution for you if you're not enjoying the weather. Although right now, of course, here it's absolutely gorgeous. But if only life was like that, right? If only life, we could choose the seasons and the weather of our lives. So one of my favorite scriptures, so favorite even, that Pastor Steve and I had it on, part of it, on our wedding invitation. And it's Ecclesiastes 3, 1 to 13. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I will read part of it. And it says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. God has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know there is nothing better than for people to be happy and do good while they live, for these are the gifts of God." So today I just want to encourage you with this truth, that God is faithful in every season of life. We can trust him and stay faithful to him no matter where we find ourselves, because he is always working on our behalf. So if you're not quite sure what I mean by a season of life, it's basically a metaphor drawn from nature, spring, summer, fall, winter, and it just means the different phases of our life journey. So emotionally, spiritually, relationally, practically, just as nature moves through all the seasons, so do we. So we're going to look at the symbolic meaning of each of the seasons, starting with spring. And if that's a like, well, why are you starting with spring? Well, that's like a what came first, the chicken or the egg thing. And we're Christians, so we believe the chicken. So spring, a time of beginnings, renewal, and hope. So examples of that in your life might be starting a new job, becoming a parent, a fresh spiritual awakening. Illustration in nature, trees are blooming, the earth revives. And so as Christians, we look at it as God bringing new life. And then summer, a season of growth, fruitfulness, and joy perhaps, abundance. Examples in your life could be now you're raising a family or you're building a career, you're enjoying a lot of stability. An illustration in nature would be the sun is shining and fruit is ripening. And with God, we see him sustaining and providing. Autumn, a time of transition, reflection, and letting go. So examples could be a career shift, kids leaving home, changing roles yourself. Maybe you're getting married or you've gotten a divorce, things like that. Illustration in nature would be the leaves falling and the season shifting, things getting cooler outside. And God invites us to release and trust him. And then winter. Winter is a season of waiting, rest, and sometimes hardship. Examples could be illness, grief, retirement, or just spiritual dryness. And in nature, of course, it seems like a lot of things have died, maybe perhaps buried under the snow. But underground, God is still preparing things to emerge. Now, your season doesn't have to be determined by your age, which we often think that it is. So maybe we see a 25-year-old, and we think that, oh, well, they're in the spring and summer of life. But maybe not. Maybe they're in a fall or winter season. Maybe they're feeling lost career-wise, or maybe they're struggling with anxiety. And then we see a 70-year-old, and we think, oh, yes, of course, they're in the fall and winter season of their life. Not necessarily. Maybe they're having a spring renewal, finding new purpose and passion in their life. Some of us, of course, are living in multiple seasons at once. You could be flourishing in your career, summertime in your career, but maybe you're struggling relationship-wise. So we're going to look at four biblical principles for navigating life's seasons in kind of more of a devotional style. So first of all, God ordains and oversees every season. Genesis 8:22 says, "As long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter." And of course, Ecclesiastes 3 is coming up again. "To everything there is a season," as we've already said. How do we apply that to our lives? Well, seasons are not random or meaningless. They are part of God's divine rhythm. Sometimes life can feel like a tornado that has suddenly come in without the emergency alert system, right? You suddenly lose your job. You suddenly break up with someone. You suddenly discover you're pregnant and you weren't expecting it. You suddenly get that phone call that you absolutely did not want. But even in the sudden storms, those unexpected losses and trials don't catch God off guard. Trust that he is working in and through it all. And two, every season has a divine purpose. James 1:2-4, trials develop perseverance and maturity. And Romans 8:28, of course, God works all things together for good to those who love him. And how do we apply that in our lives? Well, Pastor Vince actually a little while back gave a really good message about this. I think it was called "Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People?" Something like that. So if you want more information about that, go back and listen to that one. But I'm just going to say a little bit here about that. So all things work together for good. That does not mean that everything that happens to us is good, but God can use everything for good. Even pruning seasons or painful trials can have purpose. Don't waste the season. Ask God what he's forming in you through it. And three, God remains constant through every season. Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Amen. That's good to know. because sometimes we change. Sometimes we're up and down like a roller coaster. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And how can we apply that to our lives? Well, as I said, people change and circumstances will shift, but God does not. Anchor your soul in his unchanging character. What should be our response to God in every season? Well, in seasons of what we would say summer or spring, stability and abundance, we rejoice, we give thanks, and steward your blessings well. Celebrate. Celebrate. If you're in a great season of life, God wants you to celebrate 100%. But be generous and thank God. Don't forget that he brought you here. Help others in need and speak life to them. And again, in Ecclesiastes 3, it says, be happy and do good. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above. In seasons of transition, so stay open to change and be willing to release what no longer serves you. Let go, seek God, and trust his new direction. Isaiah 43:19 says, I am doing a new thing. Now, when we were, like I said, we moved here from Toronto, and there I had what I thought was the perfect job. I worked at a Christian school where my sons attended, so it was great. They came to school with me. I couldn't bring them home. I had all the same times off that they did. Great staff, great school. It was amazing, and I always would think to myself, I have the perfect job. Like, for me, right, in my career, I have the perfect job. And then God called us to move out here, and there was a school that I was interested in working at, but at the time, they did not have a preschool. So I knew I wouldn't be able to work there, even though my boys would be attending that school. And so I could have panicked. I could have said, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. Why am I leaving this perfect job? And I remember one of the other staff at the school in Toronto said to me, are you going to work when you go out there? And I said, oh, yeah, of course, I have to work. And they said, well, where are you working? And I said, you know what? I don't know, but I actually can't wait to find out. Now, just to make it not seem like, you know, I live in a land of unicorns and rainbows, when I got out here, as I said, I did find a job, but I did not like it. I did not enjoy it. It was not the perfect job. It was not suited for me. It was too far away every day. I spent too much time in traffic. Just their philosophy, it was a preschool, their philosophy and I did not line up. And so I was actually very, very unhappy. And I thought, Lord, you called me out here. Like, what are you doing? And that was a really, really hard one for me. Now, God opened up the door the next year to work at a school. My kids' school was awesome. I was there for 11 years, and I loved it. And so I remember thinking, Lord, why did you send me to that other place for a year? I didn't like it there at all. But when I look back, I can see some of the things I learned. One of the other teachers that was there, even though I didn't necessarily love the program, she was actually a really great teacher, and I learned a lot from her. So that was the good takeaway that I learned there. So things don't always work out perfectly from the get-go, but you just have to trust God. And as Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Now, in seasons of difficulty, lean on God and try to grow through the hardship. I know that's so easier said than done. But stay rooted. Build your faith. Don't isolate yourself. Keep your friends around you. Keep coming to church if you can. Bring your kids to church. Bring your kids to Big Time. Bring your kids out to Calvary Youth. Keep your family rooted and grounded. Romans 3:5 says, suffering can produce perseverance, character, and hope. Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Winter doesn't mean that nothing is happening. Often the deepest growth is happening underground, and God is at work. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And of course, we have to use a garden illustration. How can we even do this message if we don't do a garden illustration? So here we go. Think of a garden, rocky soil, harsh winters, and dry spells. But the gardener doesn't give up. With faithful tending, the fruit will eventually come. And likewise, God is preparing you, sometimes underground, for a breakthrough. And we can see God in every season. Yeah, sometimes you have to look really hard for him. Okay, I'm just going to admit that. Squint your eyes and look really hard. But we can see God in every season. God just doesn't show up. He doesn't just show up in every season, but he reveals something of his character in each one. So springtime, for example, God is the restorer. God brings new life to what seems dead. He is the God of restoration, renewal, and resurrection. Isaiah 43:19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Summer, God the provider. In summer, God reveals himself as our sustainer, the giver of good gifts and the light by which we walk. Psalm 84:11 says, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. And fall, God the refiner. God is the refiner who calls us to release what we no longer need. He prepares us for what is next. John 15:2 says, every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. And Ecclesiastes 3:6, a time to keep and a time to throw away. And winter, God the comforter. God is our comfort in silence, our light in darkness, and our keeper during dry or waiting seasons. Psalm 121:5-6. The Lord watches over you. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. And Isaiah 40:31 says, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Life is full of seasons. It's constant, right? The seasons are constant. They will never stop. Some are bright and full of bloom, and others are quiet and cold and uncertain. But in all of them, God is faithful. He is with you, shaping you, and preparing you for what is next. This Mother's Day, remember that no matter what chapter you're in, God sees you. He is working all things together for your good. Trust the process, embrace your season, and believe that the best is yet to come. If you're in a tough season, keep trusting. If you're in a joyful season, give thanks and bless others. Whatever season you're in, know this. Again, God is with you and for you, and using every part of your journey to fulfill his purpose. And I found this wonderful prayer online. We're just going to close with this. It's called a prayer for life's seasons. And if you just want to like close your eyes and can raise your hands and just receive it, I'm just going to pray this over everybody today. Holy Spirit, you see the season that I'm in, and even when I don't fully understand it, whether I'm in a time of growth, loss, waiting, or joy, you are present. You are my comforter in sorrow, my guide in confusion, my strength in weariness, and my teacher in transformation. Help me not to rush your work in me. Give me patience to stay rooted, faith to trust your timing, and courage to walk the path ahead, even if I can't see the full picture. Spirit of truth, reveal what I need to see. Whisper peace into my anxious places. Let me bear fruit in every season, even the quiet ones. And when I feel lost, remind me, you are with me, you are for me, and you are enough. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.